Hi, and welcome to Fat Chat. Just a little bit of a content warning. This week, we'll be talking about celebrities and weight loss. So if this episode isn't for you, then head back to some of our previous episodes and listen to them because the back catalogue is all online. Hi, welcome to Fat Chat. The only before and after photographs that this podcast is taking is of its dinner. And this week, we're going to be talking about former fat celebrities and what happens when celebs lose weight.
I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust. And I have to say, I very much enjoy the relatability of a chubby celebrity and a chubby actor or actress. So much so that I've just watched Gavin and Stacey for the fourth time ever. And you can't convince me that Nessa isn't the sexiest character on there. Chub and all.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and my love of Sonia from EastEnders is very well documented on this podcast. But part of that started because she really was the only kind of chubby, she wasn't even that chubby when I look back at it, but she was the only kind of seen as chubby celebrity when I was growing up. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media at Fat Chat Pod and join in the conversation on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
I think this is a topic that we have seen brought up a lot, and I personally have seen it brought up a lot on our amazing Fat Chat community on Facebook, which is an amazing private secret group that you should go and join if you want to sort of keep the Fat Chat conversation going. There's loads of brilliant topics discussed on there, and it's always something that really divides opinion. There are so many thoughts and feelings and emotions tied into what happens when we see someone that we have been represented by, that we have fallen in love with, that we've seen a bit of ourselves in, that we've realized we are okay as we are, change all of that about themselves and not be that person anymore. And you know, I think as bigger people, we have such a limited pool of representation that we really do attach ourselves to those people because we don't have hundreds and hundreds of celebrities to look to. So it can feel very personal and can feel very bereft when a celebrity that you've known and loved and admired has lost weight. And of course, this topic really links into, as we said, representation in the media and diet culture, which are two topics that the Fat Chat podcast just adores to devour.
This is basically our whole meaning of life, is talking about these two things.
That is what the podcast was built on. So it is a very on-brand topic this week to be talking about celebrities that leave us and leave the squishterhood. So as many of you would have seen, there are massive headlines, always a bore when it makes the headline, isn't it? Massive headlines surrounding Adele and, of course, most recently, Rebel Wilson's weight loss. And the media circus goes into overdrive with these stories without seeming to understand why they are A, absolutely ridiculous, and B, really quite damaging.
And I think, you know, we all see it. All our friends talk about it. You can't get away from it. It's all over the news. It's all over in magazines. It's everywhere. But let's kind of start to unpack why media outlets just go particularly cray-cray when celebrities lose weight. I mean, it's very much, as we said, it's tied into diet culture. It's tied into this real ideal of like conformity. Like they finally, it's almost like these people have finally conformed, like society has let them become famous, but they have finally conformed to who they were meant to be. And it's this real Princess Diaries effect, you know, like someone takes off their glasses and they suddenly become, you know, a completely different person. It's like these celebrities have been suddenly unearthed and their true beauty, their true meaning of life has suddenly come together. And it doesn't, I think the thing that baffles me the most is that it doesn't seem to matter that they're like multi-award winning, hugely successful, incredibly rich, talented people in their own right. They have finally done the one thing that is held above all else as a, you know, a complete prize.
Yeah, it feels like it unnerves people that you can be happy and fat. So when you finally are happy and not so fat, it's like, okay, you aren't a freak. Okay, you're just like us too. Like, you really hated the idea of being fat in your fat body. And we'll unpack that that isn't always the case, you know, later on in this episode. But it just feels like the media's almost like, woohoo, okay, finally, we got another one. Because, you know, on one hand, the media's sort of like, yeah, body positivity, we want to talk about that. Let's use all the buzzwords. You know, the other day I was actually signing up to some kind of sort of website that gives influencers work. And when you tick a segment that you're interested in, like fitness, food, home care, pets, one thing you can tick is if you're into body positivity as well. Like, it's such a buzzword, it's a selling point, it's how people sell things and seem like they're acceptable and like, oh, I'm doing the right thing because I'm including a variety of bodies and I'm body positive. But oh my god, wait, look over there guys, someone's just lost weight. Fucking let's throw this down and let's just go hounding after that and chasing that story, because that is now the most important thing, you know. It's hard because we really feel like they're like, this person looks amazing, let's big up that this person in their with their curvy figure is looking great in this dress. But oh my god, all the celebrities have just come out of the jungle of I'm a Celebrity and they've lost weight and don't they look brilliant? They've been starving on rice and beans and cockroaches and not sleeping well and seeing their family for 3 weeks. But the most important thing is, due to this starvation, you know, unnatural diet, they've lost weight and that's brilliant. Oh, body positivity, let's just talk about you for a bit. So I'm like, oh, it's so fickle. You get whiplash from just the change of direction all the time.
It's crazy, isn't it? And it's, you know, it's such a big story. If we look at those two that are the most recent, you know, Adele simply posting a picture that it was her birthday. I think that was why she posted, wasn't it? She posted a picture of herself on her birthday and everyone was like, oh my God. And, you know, I think we can all admit she did look drastically different. But, you know, I think when celebrities themselves don't use that same language around it and they just happen to be, but it feels like they're never allowed to just be. Mm-hmm. You know, it is that element of it's always surprising that they had a career beforehand when they weren't a size six and Hollywood let them in the door. The door's actually only a size six. So, I mean, how they got in there, no one knows.
God knows. Back entrance.
But, you know, it's that kind of surprising element of a story, and I suppose, you know, they're here to sell papers, they're here to sell magazines.
Why do we feel so betrayed as bigger women, as bigger people, when a celebrity leaves the beloved Squishterhood, when they leave the chubby nook and they go off and for whatever reason it's their own, you know, whatever it is, it's health, it's a film role, it's a breakup, whatever, like, why do we feel so betrayed? And, you know, a lot of it does come down to the fact that when they do that, it's, you know, as you said, Adele, she simply posted a picture, but that became the after and everyone dug up the befores, the pictures of her with fags hanging out of her mouth, with her, you know, singing. And, you know, when you sing, you're relaxing, you're puffing out your tummy, your chins, they're like the most unflattering, chubby looking pictures of her that they could find. This is her before. Doesn't she look great now? Isn't she better now? Adele is much healthier now. Adele is much happier now. She's a new woman. She's transformed. She's lost half her body weight. That is what happens. It's not simply that a person can lose weight quietly, it's now it has to be the biggest thing they've ever achieved. We have to see everything beforehand. That has to be brought up as some former person that they no longer are. Thank God they are no longer this horrible big version of themselves. And it's almost, again, to bring it back to Adele, she didn't want it to be that, I'm sure, but you can't help but feel a little bit resentful because you're like, but you did this, you posted that picture, you've made it so that you are the after, when she didn't post the before and after and start talking about how great her weight loss was. But the media are like, oh, it's because of this and because of that, and she's done this diet and she can fit into this now and blah blah blah, you know. And everything that they've done beforehand is overshadowed by this one most brilliant achievement of their whole life. They managed to consume a few less calories and their body as a result shrunk. It's tiresome every time it happens, and it hurts. It hurts every time it happens. It really does.
It does. And I think it's so hard. Like we were saying, there's so few plus size celebrities. And then I think when these moments happen, it just reminds everyone that they're still being shown as the after photo. And I think however much, you know, body positivity has become that buzzword, in these pinnacle moments, all that good that gets done in those in-between times gets like set on fire on those moments, because they're just like, yeah, body positivity. Oh, look, but this would make a better front page.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like we don't have that many chubby celebrities representing being in love, being successful, wearing awesome fashion that we can relate to, being on the red carpet. And so when we lose one, It feels like we're losing more than one. And that's not just a fat joke for once. You know, it feels like we're really just losing because it's so rare to see a bigger person in the spotlight and doing their thing. And it's like, who have we got now to look to? Like, which amazing, successful, chubby singer can I now look to? And I mean, we got Lizzo, let's be real. But, you know.
Don't worry, Adele, we're fine.
Who can little girls or like young people look to as like, it didn't matter that that person was a bit heavier. They were talented and amazing. Who have they got? Because we pin so much onto that person, like our hopes and dreams. They represent so much. As we said, it might not be the same for slimmer celebrities because there are so many of them that it's like, you become so invested. You see yourself. That's you doing that thing. Like on that stage, you could be that person. You could wear that dress. You could go to that award show. You could have that life. And then it's gone because they conformed and they did something that your body hasn't done. And it just, it feels like a bit of a slap in the face.
It's true. It's so much. I think especially with someone that was like Adele, who's so successful in the pop music industry, an industry I think in particular, more so even than acting, where we see it as like somewhere where you have to conform to a particular ideal. The fact that she was so phenomenally successful and so incredibly brilliant opened up doors for so many people to believe. Like Hayley always says, if you can see it, then you feel you can be it. Just a little shout out to Hayley there. It's that thing and that. And I suppose, you know, we see those pictures and we feel like that's been taken away.
Actually, a little side point to sort of seeing people that you can relate to. Like, I went to a theatre performance last night. This was recorded in the past. So this is at the beginning of December that I went to this show. It was called Roles We'll Never Play. And it was basically like musical theatre people singing roles they'll never play, which I thought would just usually be men singing female parts and women singing male parts. And it was a lot of that. But I also saw chubby black women singing parts in Les Mis, which is obviously about the French Revolution. Everyone's very thin. Everyone in Les Mis is pretty much white. And it got me thinking, when you are chubby and a musical theatre person, you have so many less roles. Like you can be Mama in Chicago and Tracy Turnblad. The world is so much narrower when you're chubby. So it matters to have the representation of these celebrities and everyone else. But also, we have to ask, do we have a right to be annoyed at it? You know, they are making changes and we don't know why that person has chosen to lose weight. We don't own them. They don't owe us anything. They can live their life in whatever body they see fit. They're not the ones going to the media, hyping it up, making it that that's all people talk about. They're not the one who invented diet culture and this idea that weight loss should be praised above everything else. And so, you know, they wanted to quietly make a change. It's like if a celebrity had to cut their hair, it would just be a change. But if a celebrity loses weight, it's front page news. It's all we talk about. Do we have the right to then keep all of that baggage that comes along with their weight loss that they didn't ask for? Is that fair of us? You know, it feels like we're up in arms, but we're coming also from a community that's meant to be about not judging bodies. And it suddenly feels like maybe we are judging people's bodies and what they've done with their life. And is that right? Should we be acting like that?
I always think that this in particular, because obviously it does actually happen, you know, a fair bit, weight loss stories in the media with celebrities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The purposeful ones. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I always think it's such an interesting debate because obviously you do see people getting, I don't know if upset's the right word, but you kind of see that sort of betrayal seep through, I think, especially on social media. And it's such a big question to ask is, do we have any right to then put that body judgment on them? And I suppose it, you know, it does, you never have any right to put body judgment on someone else. But then I do think it does come down to how the celebrity behaves about it. Because, I mean, we do see that celebrities lose weight and then they release a diet book and then they go on a talk show about it and they make it a thing. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It becomes like a way to make cash. And, you know, you see like a lot of yo-yo dieting and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it does depend on how it's played out in the media.
I see a lot of people, their big gripe can often be with not only celebrities, but sort of influencers who have maybe preached about body love, body positivity, loving yourself at every size. When they lose weight, they see that that message has been diminished. But actually what we've maybe lost as a chubby celebrity or influencer, we've gained as an ally, a person who's lived in that body, who may end up still being a really nice spokesperson for people of that size because they're like, you know what, I lived in that size. I actually saw that thin privilege now is a thing and I saw how hard it was to buy clothes and I saw how different people treated me and I saw how cruel fat jokes were. That is what I hope we have when we have that. And also, we just don't know what's going on with people, as we said earlier, their reasons for losing weight, whether it was purposeful or not. I think I've spoken about this on the podcast before. Like, my dad this year has lost 3 stone. Did he want to? No. He actually has gone through major illness and had cancer, and he's come out the other side of it. And you know, there might be people who see him be like, "God, Tim, you look great, you've lost some weight." He has had a horrible illness, and obviously a few months ago we lost the amazing Black Panther actor Chadwick Boseman, who for a long time was also suffering with cancer. And there were a lot of articles, "Oh, look at him, he's lost loads of weight, wow, he's going too far with it." And like, you just don't know what's going on with people underneath. And it's so annoying that people pick up on weight loss, and it's always deliberate. It doesn't matter how they did it. It always means they're after something different, better, new. But actually, we need to take into account, we don't know why Adele lost weight. We don't know why Rebel's losing weight. And also, you have to remember that for some people, weight loss can be a really hard thing to do that takes a lot of concentration and time and energy and changing their life. And when you put that much energy and effort into something that for whatever reason you've wanted to change, when those changes start to happen, you can't help but be evangelical. I found it when I've lost weight before that I wanted to lose weight. I put my mind to it, I did it, and I couldn't help but want to celebrate it because I tried really hard at something and achieved it. And actually my whole life I'd never successfully lost weight until that point. So I think sometimes with celebrities, we have to remember they're humans and people too, and they're going through stuff, and they didn't see themselves as we see them. Adele doesn't see herself as every little girl, chubby little girl being like, "I could be a singer like her." She just saw herself as a singer. So when she lost that weight, she didn't realise she was breaking all these hearts and making us feel like she'd betrayed us because she wanted to lose weight for whatever reason. And I think that's important to remember. It's hard and it sucks and it can feel like a betrayal when we see these celebrities changing, but we have to remember from their point of view, the weight loss might have come for all sorts of reasons that we can't even begin to imagine. And as much as they enjoy their fans and like their fans, they aren't thinking of us and the impact it can have on us. And they probably never meant to hurt us and be this representation to us that was then taken away.
Yeah, exactly. I think you have to take it as it is and recognize that you can be inspired by celebrities, but you don't need to feel betrayed by them. They don't really owe us anything. And also, that doesn't take away from their achievements, just as much as losing weight shouldn't overshadow everything they've done. Now that they've lost it, that shouldn't mean that you never want to listen to Adele again, or you never want to see another Rebel movie. If you enjoy those things, you can still enjoy them and you can still like them. As you said, everyone's got their own personal reasons and are on their own journey with their bodies, and we have to learn to respect that.
And I think the biggest thing we can hope for is if they were able to open those doors and be the chubby singer and actress that we rarely see, hopefully there are more to come. And, you know, they may have changed their body, but they still have made their mark on us and on history and made it okay that, yeah, let's keep casting those people. Yeah, let's keep taking chances on chubby singers. And let's just hope that that is the sort of outcome of this as well. So obviously this week's episode has been a lot about thoughts and feelings around celebrities and weight loss and how it can really stir up some, you know, unhealthy and unhappy thoughts about diet culture and what it can mean when we see everyone everywhere celebrating that weight loss, and how it can mean what it is for you and your chubby body seeing your slimmer friends being like, "Isn't it great that Adele lost weight? Isn't it great that she's so much better now?" and praising that. So that is very much what our self-care tip is about this week. We want you to be mindful that people that you follow may change, and you don't have to keep following them or even supporting them if you feel it can be more harmful and hurtful to you. And you also don't have to listen to your friends going on about it. And, you know, if you feel that your friends are recognizing weight loss over talent and really going on about it and posting about it, and it's all you're seeing in your feed, mute those conversations. Or if you feel bold enough, ask people, why is it that that is so important to them to talk about? And maybe highlight why that is a bit hurtful and harmful to you. We say it all the time on this podcast, but your social media and the things you consume in terms of like articles and things online, they need to not hurt you and harm you. And if you can find a way to switch that off or mute that or quieten that or challenge that, please do. And this topic especially as we're coming up for January, when all hell breaks loose with New Year, New Me, just make sure you are looking after yourselves, guys, because we want you to be a happy and fun part of the Squishterhood who's not letting things get them down. So yeah, make sure you are muting those conversations where possible. And now that leads us on to our fashion segment with Rivki. So what have you got for us this week?
Well, we're coming up to Christmas. I'd actually forgotten until today what a Grinch George is. You are such a Christmas Grinch. I don't even have Christmas and I love Christmas. But that normally means for a lot of people a Boxing Day walk or more time with the family. And obviously with lockdowns, who knows what will be open or not open. So get out, get some fresh air. So we're actually talking about wellies, wider fit and wider calf fit wellies and where to get them. Because aside from the fact it being a great time for going walking, it's also cold and wet and muddy. So these are just a few brands. I'm going to shout out some of our favourites over at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram and Facebook. But these are just a few of the brands that do some really great plus size, wide fit, wider fitting wellies. So first up, we've got, I never know if I say this right. Is it Jillion? J-I-L-E-O-N. Is that how I say it?
Yep.
Jillion wellies do loads of really fun designs and they are specifically a plus size welly brand. So they're a great one to check out. Then, of course, you've got your Evans, Simply Be, Yours Clothing, all of them do footwear, so they should have some great boots, great walking boots, great wellies in there as well. And then a few that you might not realise do wide fit, Hunter Wellies, which is like that classic, quite celebrity brand really, so quite on brand for this episode. They do a wide fit. Then you've got people like Fit Flop, who have actually expanded what they do. They used to do just flip flops, but they're like specially designed for your feet for comfort. They also do wider fit. And then you've got Argyle, which I know that George has. She likes
that's
those.
My fave. My wellies are Argyle and they're perfect for my big old calves.
And then you've got places like Hotter and Mountain Warehouse, who also do really good walking shoes and they come in different size fits. So make sure you get out. Don't just spend it all inside. If you can get out, get some fresh air. It's really good for just clearing headspace as well.
Making room for more pudding.
That as well. Because there'll be turkey leftovers because not everyone can have as many guests this year. So
ideal.
Finally, we're coming to one of Hayley's favourite sections. We try to pop these in as much as possible. Obviously, we've talked a lot today about diet culture, celebrity weight loss, because it's always going to be in like newspapers and magazines. That normally means that everyone will be talking about it. So we're going to talk to you about how you combat this very annoying topic with just the tips.
Just the tips, just the tips.
That is the official jingle. George might release that as a Christmas single, so watch this space. So the first thing that we're going to tell you to do is just don't engage. Don't engage in the celebrity weight loss chat. You can be the change you want to see in the world. If people are talking about it, walk away, change the subject, log off.
And if someone does bring it up, say, yep, I have seen that person lost weight, let's say Rebel Wilson, you know, I really liked her before and, you know, I like her now and I don't really mind what dress size she is. Try and just diffuse that conversation without it being too confrontational, but sort of still just subtly telling people, you know, it's not all about that person's weight. They're just a person whose body slightly changed.
And then if people are really, really trying to keep, like, they keep going for it, they're not taking no for an answer, they want to discuss it, maybe just remind them how sad it is to diminish a woman's talent to their dress size. Because let's be honest, we see it all the time, really talented people, and all anyone cares about is the little number inside their jeans.
Big number for me, babes. And just remember, you are not a before photo, no matter what the media tells you. It can be really hurtful to see before and after photos where you recognise yourself more as that before. You know, I've spoken about it on the live episode that the only representation I used to see in magazines was the fact that I was looking like the before. And I took that, you know, I was like, at least I'm in this magazine. Yeah, just remind yourself there are so many glorious, wonderful babes on the internet, on social media. That's the beauty and joy of social media now. As much as media itself can be harmful and toxic, there is always someone you can follow who looks like you, who is very much an after. So please remind yourself, you too are very much an after. An after eight, but an after.
And also, we spoke about it earlier, whatever reasons celebrities have for losing weight, and, you know, everyone is entitled to have the body that they want and to do what they want with their body. But this is no reflection on your self-worth. It very much links into that idea of being a before photo and not an after photo. But it doesn't matter. The size of someone else's waist doesn't mean that you're more or less valuable.
And, you know, as we say all the time, I've said it multiple times on this episode, and I'm going to say it again, look to alternative sources on social media for inspiration, especially on Instagram. You can go on someone's profile, and where you are following them, click the little down arrow next to that, and it'll bring up about 3 or 4 accounts that are very similar to that one. Ask on the Fat Chat community, ask on Twitter, ask other fat people that you know, who are you following, who is inspiring you. Find your little coven of chub and nestle in and enjoy those people as being someone that can inspire you, and you can look to them. Because yes, Adele may not be someone who you can be inspired by and look to anymore, but there are so many other beautiful, gorgeous, amazing people who look a lot like her, who you can get that same feeling of joy from seeing their achievements and living their lives. So find those people, find those accounts.
And remember, we're all on our own journeys, and just like you don't owe your body to anyone, neither do they, and that's fine. That's okay.
Amen. And no, the final thing I'm going to say is you have to remember that people can lose weight and remain body positive. Like, I personally believe so. It's a bit of a open topic for discussion, maybe something we can talk about on the Squish to Hood. But as I said earlier, those people may have just become an ally instead of someone to look to. And losing weight doesn't inherently mean you hate your body, want to change your body. If it is someone who is talking about weight loss a lot, then maybe they've sort of like overstepped the mark a little bit. But just remember, you know, you can want to change your body as well and remain body positive. You can follow that person and still find them a source of inspiration. Don't write that person off. Don't write yourself off. You just have to remember to do it in a healthy, happy way. We've got the amazing episode on intuitive eating that we did a few weeks ago that I would urge you to listen to if you haven't already. There are still ways that you can make changes to your body and be kind to it. Don't always associate body changes with hatred and despair and things like that. That is a topic, actually, that would be amazing if you're on the Fat Chat community. Let's discuss that further. Let's talk about this topic. Let's unpackage this topic, and let's just bring in the conversation a little more and hopefully put people's minds at ease when it comes to how they feel about celebrities and weight loss.
For this week's Who to Follow or WTF, whenever I see this written on our forms, I always think, what the fuck? Always. This week's Who to Follow. Because remember, the only diet you actually need to be on is a social media diet. So curate that feed. And this week, our Who to Follow is the absolutely awesome Alison Hammond. I think I've confessed my love of her before.
Oh, I love her so much.
Also, if you're not from the UK and you're thinking, who on earth is this? Please go and look up Alison. She is amazing. She came to fame on regular Big Brother, and she was a fat black woman on Big Brother, and she was incredible. She was so much fun. She was so cool. She was just a laugh. And I think since then, she has gone on to work on one of our big morning TV shows called This Morning, interviewing absolute Hollywood massive celebrities. And they all love her because she's awesome and she's funny and she owns it. And she's actually just got a bigger presenting slot, I think, on This Morning for, I think, the Friday shows.
And a podcast coming out.
And she's got a podcast. Oh, basically, we're just, this is actually an Alison Hammond fan club pod in disguise.
Yeah. You've been integrated into it, guys. Welcome.
So we're going to link Alison over. What is Alison's handle?
I think it's like Alison Hammond 55 or something random like that. It's got numbers after. Don't worry, guys, we'll be linking her. I mean, if you look her up, she's verified. She's coming at you larger than life and just brilliant. I could listen to her laugh all day.
Oh my god, so much.
Oh, her interview with Will I Am, I might post that on the social media. Oh, she's brilliant.
Basically, you will love her, so please go and follow Alison. We're big fans.
I would love it if the reason that you love Alison Hammond is this podcast. That would make my day if we introduce you to Alison Hammond.
Then, like, our work here is done, really.
Yes.
That's all we've got time for this week, Squishters. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and we normally have new episodes every Tuesday. But as it's going to be George's favourite time of year next week, it's going to be Christmas. Mm. Woohoo! Yeah. We're going to take a little break over Christmas and New Year. So we'll be back in January. But make sure you're following us over at Fat Chat Pod so that you can find out when our first episode of 2021 is going to be. Guys, we made it. We made it through 2020.
Get that cursed year out of here.
Don't forget, you can subscribe to us wherever you're listening. And if you're listening on Apple, make sure to give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review and we might read it out.
So this week, actually, guys, I'm going to read out a few gorgeous messages that we had recently. So Spotify did this glorious thing where they wrapped up 2020 for everyone. They told us what we've been listening to. A lot of people's number one genre was sea shanties. My number one genre was musicals. My number two was emo. I think we all knew that was going to happen. But my favorite thing were all the people who tagged us saying that Fat Chat was one of their top 5 podcasts, one of their most listened to, how many podcasts they had in the day. So I'm just going to read out a couple of really cute messages that I got on Instagram. And just remind you, if you do message on Instagram, we might read out your message on here, because you guys honestly send the nicest messages. As I said before, we are always sharing them in the WhatsApp group that we've got with Hayley, and they've really cheered up Hayley as well. So thank you so much. A time when she needed a bit of cheer, it's made her day. So we had this gorgeous message saying, honestly, you have brought me so much comfort throughout this crazy year. I'm so grateful that you decided to do a podcast, which I was like, oh, sometimes we worry that we're just talking to maybe one follower, but it's so nice to hear maybe there's two of you. So thank you. We got another message saying, I remember the day I binge listened to Fat Chat Pod. I was heavily pregnant. I hadn't left the house in weeks due to lockdown. I was roasting hot. I needed a batch cooked food ready for the arrival of the baby. The podcast got me through. It was a great memory having it pop up on Spotify. And thank you to you and the girls, and I look forward to future episodes. I think she listened to something like 11 podcasts in a day, that lady.
Is that a record? Also, congratulations on your new arrival.
Yeah, congratulations. You made it through a hot summer and lockdown. Oh my goodness. I mean, fair play. And then this is just a final one that we really loved, saying, can I just say how much I love this podcast? The first podcast I have ever listened to. And as a fatty who has always struggled with my body, it is so refreshing. I'm hoping this is the beginning of my journey to becoming more body confident rather than yet another journey of trying to lose a ton of weight. Big love for you girls. I mean, thank you so much to people who take the time to message us, to let us know we're not alone out here broadcasting. We're so grateful to you and for you. And yeah, thank you for just letting us ramble on in your ears every week.
Thank you. And so that's it for 2020. I can't quite believe that we've got all the way through this year. Wherever you're listening from, have a very, very merry Christmas or merry holiday, whatever you're doing, and have a very happy, healthy new year. Here's to 2021 being a whole lot better.
See you next year.